Unusual deaths. True stories. The game of death. South Korea is one of the countries in the world where video games are most popular. For some players, they're a real addiction, a disease that has even led to death. In 1998, the American publisher Blizzard Entertainment released a real-time strategy game, StarCraft. The series takes place in a science fiction universe in which the overpopulation of the Earth has led to the exile of undesirable individuals to a distant area of the Milky Way. The series begins in 2499, when the Terrans, genetically modified humans, discover the existence of two alien races, the Protoss and the Zerg. They will fight for control through intergalactic armies. In the late 90s, individual internet connections are not yet widespread in Korea, but the game's popularity is such that it triggers a huge surge in the appearance of PC Bang cafes. These are internet cafes where customers can access the internet for less than a dollar an hour while eating and drinking. There were only 100 of them in 1998, 15,000 by the end of 1999, and 23,000 in 2001. By the year 2000, the game even has professional players, and competitions are broadcast on television. The esport is born. For many young South Koreans caught between economic uncertainties and intense pressure to succeed at school, PC bangs become a way to decompress. 28-year-old Lee is known to be a joystick addict, so much so that he was fired from his job for repeated absences. He devotes a lot of time to playing StarCraft. Newly unemployed, he can more than ever indulge his passion and his dream of becoming a star in his country like other gamers before him. One day in August 2005, he heads to his usual cyber cafe in Daegu, in the southwest of the country. He is determined to fight and to win. He plays, he keeps playing, eating little, not sleeping. In its newer versions, the game has become more and more immersive, developed around elements made to incite the player to stay as long as possible in the game. The hours go by, 20 hours, 30, 40. For 49 hours in a row, that is to say more than 2 days, Lee plays his favorite game, refusing to leave his keyboard. When he finally collapses, he's taken to the hospital. He dies a few hours later, succumbing to a StarCraft-induced heart attack. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.